Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Happy Thursday, folks. I'm so stoked to be here today. This is KK Slider with New Horizons, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm so excited for the show that I have lined up for you guys today. I have got a couple of guests with me today. Say hello, friends.
Hi.
Hey.
All right. You guys are audible, which is great. I realized when I came to the studio today for my show that we are having a problem with the microphones and that there are four people that need microphones and we only have two that work. So there's one in my face and then one that my three lovely guests are sharing today. Just really briefly, do you guys want to like say your names, introduce yourself really quickly?
Sure. Hi, I'm Emily. Kayla talks about me a lot on this radio station.
I do. Emily is a recurring name on the show.
I'm Sam.
Sam?
I'm Gita.
And Gita! I'm just really excited. We have a lot of good music today. So the way that I have today's show structured is I had everybody that's in the studio today like put a couple of songs on a playlist, and the idea is that we're going to get like a lot of different kinds of music. We're going to get like a little taste of everyone's music. I'm really so stoked about it. So the first song that you guys heard was Dressed in Black by Ezra Furman. We're seeing Ezra Furman tonight at the Rockwell in Davis Square. Are you guys excited?
Yes.
I'm so excited. I've wanted to see Ezra Furman for 100,000 years. I love her to pieces, so I'm super, super stoked. Dressed in Black is a song from her album All of Us Flames, and it is so, so good. Ezra Furman is a trans artist that I've been following for a while, and she's just really consistently putting out bop after bop. Next, after we're done talking, is Without You by Perfume Genius, which Emily put on the playlist. Emily, do you want to talk about Without You by Perfume Genius?
Sure. So I've been having a rough time the past few weeks. A lot of sad songs. But this one is like a boppy sad song. So we're going to start on a high note. Maybe it will get lower throughout this radio show, but we're going to start out really fun.
Whatever happens, happens. We've had a sad show before, and I'm willing to let whatever emotions need to come out. I'm gonna go ahead and play a couple of songs. We're gonna be talking about the music today. We don't have a ton of music, but we have 10 songs I think that y'all hopefully are really gonna like. So I'm gonna play Without You by Perfume Genius, and I hope you guys really enjoy it because I know I do. Talk to you soon.
Just feeling unknown, even almost good. It's a blurry shape, it's a jumbled tape, a sound. It's enough not to lie, just enough to find a trace. It's enough in the mirror, I can almost find your face. It's been such a long, long time without you. Without you. It's the strangest feeling unknown, even almost good, with the dark still swinging. So I'm chasing saddest. Actions are the only thing, but so she tells me.
I can know. about you.
So this is where everything ends. Looking around at old pictures of me, the ashes are stuck to your shoes. Things that appear like first signs of a bruise, I really hope we don't lose. I really hope. Your heart, if even towards the harshest fate, but it made me swallow a masticated, mistaken thing that you may rightly pine. In the mammoth nothing of the night, left to your own devices and too exhausted to know. Still and slight, lining like silk, all the roads to your marrow, the roads to your marrow. I know, and all the heaps of hurt, well, they've had it up to here with you and further. Lay me down. singing.
Okay, we're back. We're going to talk for a sec. That was great. That was a good run of music. So you guys just heard Without You by Perfume Genius, which we talked about before. You heard Remember Sports by Stunted, and then The Nothing Part 2 by Lady Lamb. Let's talk quickly about Stunted. Gita, you put this one on the playlist. How did you like stumble upon this?
Yeah, the TikTok algorithm just pushed this to me on a TikTok with zero views, zero likes, like just a random person's TikTok. And I love this song. I feel like it is very indicative of like early mid-20s, like not the time period, but the years of my life. Yeah, I just feel like there's some feminine rage behind it.
Totally.
Yeah, it feels real good.
Yeah, I really like that one. I try to screen my playlists before I put them on the air. And because of the way that this one was set up, where I had you guys put your own music on, I didn't know a lot of the songs before I screened it. And this one was like kind of the standout for me. I really, really like this song. So thanks for putting this on my radar. Thanks for putting this on the radar of my listeners. And then after that was The Nothing Part 2 by Lady Lamb. Sammy, talk about this one for me.
This song is at the bottom of the album Ripely Pine, which Lady Lamb put out like 10 years ago, and she's currently like re-releasing like a remastered version of it and on like
Taylor Swiftcore.
I know. And this and like the Front Bottoms album, just like 2013, things were happening. And this album came out 10 years ago, and she's just been doing a re-release of it. And in advance of like going to a show, I was like, oh, what's this song on this album that I've never listened to before? And I just was like fundamentally changed by listening to it. There's something to the like lack of like control and choice that sort of like feels like so imminent and like pressing in the song. And just the way that it builds and like builds to something, but still makes you want to like it's still not like enough. So this song has taken up that kind of like circular around and around and around in my head space, for the past like couple of months, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Wow.
Lady
yeah.
Lamb.
That one was really good. And you're right. It does have like this kind of round and around like circular anxious energy about it, but that's another one that like I'm super glad I will be adding this to like all of my personal playlists. I love like just learning about like people's music taste and how people interpret music. It's just so exciting. The next little string of songs is super fun. This is I think where Emily was talking about it's gonna get a little melancholic.
A little, you know, in the vibe. There'll be some vibes.
There will certainly be some vibes. I'll let you guys know we're starting this little string off with an upbeat classic Taylor Swift banger. Because Taylor Swift Speak Now, Taylor's version just came out. I am in my Swiftie renaissance right now, personally. I have rediscovered Taylor Swift with the re-recording of Speak Now. Speak Now and Fearless were her two, like, the two albums that I had on CD growing up as a kid. And these were, like, the two albums that I first learned all of the words to. So I feel a very strong connection to Speak Now. And so the release of Taylor's version has, like, thrown me into this phase where I literally cannot listen to anything but Taylor Swift right now.
It's not an exaggeration.
It's, Emily knows, I talk about Emily every single show. Every week I'm talking about Emily. But we do spend a lot of time together, and every single time we hang out, it's like, let's play this song by Taylor Swift. I want to listen to Taylor Swift. She's really...
Gita, what do you have to say?
I'm just going to say, can't relate.
Oh, no! We have an anti-Swifty in the house.
I just can't relate to someone who's listened to it all the time.
You're happy. Okay.
I think that's a big
relationship.
Yeah, that's really true. I am just coming out of, like, kind of a serious breakup. Like, not kind of. It was, like, a very serious breakup.
Downplaying
it. It was a really intense breakup. So, yeah, her, like, I was, like, listening to a lot of her breakup music for a while. And, like, she has a lot of songs that are just, like, very much...
Whatever you need, she's got it for you.
She's got it. And now...
I will give you that.
Yeah.
Sheer amount of 1,000 songs.
If anyone's done it, it's Taylor Swift. We were actually just playing a game where you have to, like, it was on BuzzFeed. It was this quiz where you have to try to name every song on all of Taylor Swift's albums. And you get 3 minutes for each album.
We were not very good.
We were real bad at that one. Anyways, I want to get back to the music. So I'm going to play none other than Long Live by Taylor Swift. This song changed my brain chemistry when I first heard it at the age of 11 years old. I love this song. It's just, like, really upbeat, really fun. And then after, we're gonna get a little quiet and a little soft, but it's gonna be a good time, and we're gonna process our feelings together, and it's gonna be great. At some point, I'll come back and pop in and do a PSA. Regardless, it's gonna be a good time. So here is Long Live by Taylor Swift. If you don't know this one, get on the internet and get out from under your rock.
I said, remember this moment in the back of my mind, the time we stood with our shaking hands, the crowds and stands went wild. We were the kings and the queens, and they read off our names. The night you danced like you knew our lives would never be the same. You held your head like a hero on a history book page. It was the end of a decade, but the start of an age. Long live the walls we crashed through, how the kingdom light shines just for me and you. I was screaming, long live all the magic we made, and bring on all the pretenders. One day we will be remembered. I said, remember this feeling. I passed the pictures around of all the years that we stood there on the sidelines, wishing for right now. We are the kings and the queens. You traded your baseball cap for a crown. When they gave us our trophies, screaming, this is absurd. 'Cause for a moment, a band of thieves in ripped up jeans got to rule the world. Long live the walls we crashed through, how the kingdom lights shine just for me and you. I was screaming, long live all the magic we made, and bring on all the
promise me this, that you'll stand by me forever. But if, God forbid, fate should step in and force us into a goodbye, if you have children someday, when they point to the pictures,
Hi. If you are just tuning in, this is KK Slatter with New Horizons, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And today I have on my show Sammy, Emily, and Gita. This is a group show. Woohoo! We're all playing our own music. I just played Long Live Taylor's version by none other than Miss Taylor Swift, Miss Americana herself. And then Put Me in a Movie, which is originally by Lana Del Rey, but has not been released formally by her. Is that correct? Okay.
Or was unreleased or something like that.
Yeah, okay. So, why don't you talk about this one? You're the one who put this on the playlist. Let's have a chat.
Yeah, I just think it really speaks to something I've been seeing a lot of in our society today. Maybe even our campus, our personal departments.
Mm.
Something rampant about the brain worms that overtake maybe like 30-year-old men.
Mm-hmm.
And when they are given positions of power over maybe young women. Perhaps.
Maybe it's like significantly younger than them women.
Maybe when you get to spend a lot of time with young women who rely on you for, you know, emotional, professional support. What grows out of that? Who's to say?
Who is to say?
Lana knew something that we are all learning now.
Are you going to elaborate on that?
I think we all heard the song.
All right. It is 5:31. I want to do a PSA. When do you guys want to read the PSA today? You have to, like, do, like, a radio voice. Like, I really clear my throat and, like, do a real good radio voice when I do the PSA. All right. Here's a PSA.
Okay. That wasn't really... I didn't choose this. but I did choose the PSA. Which
here's
is
Gita with the PSA, people.
Numbers to think about. World wealth distribution. The world's 8 richest billionaires control as much wealth as half of the world's population combined. Source, Oxfam International. According to an Oxfam International report presented at the 2017 World Economic Forum in Davos, these 8 men own the same as 3.6 billion people who make up the poorest half of humanity. In 2010, by comparison, it took the combined assets of 43 richest people to equal those of the poorest 50%. Since 2009, the wealth of the super rich has increased by an average of 11% annually, while income for many workers has remained essentially unchanged. Numbers to think about from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Wow, that's profound. That's a real Bernie Sanders PSA. I dig it. Yeah, that was a good one to have chosen. Thank you, Gita. Okay. While we're, like, on the topic of PSA, does anyone have anything that they want to say just generally about anything in life? Anything that's relevant? Begging to be said on the air?
I think that if you're driving right now, you should use your blinker.
Because so true.
Driving in this great state of Massachusetts, the Commonwealth, if you will, we don't know what that little, like, handle does.
Mm.
But it signals to others that you need to change lanes or that you're going to take a turn. And that really makes the road safer and makes everybody's life less of a headache. So if you
some
can do that.
Don't have blinker.
Is this like a class status thing? You don't have a blinker on your car?
Sometimes people get paid way less than the living wage in their towns and cannot afford to get a new blinker.
Sometimes you have to order special Buick parts to fix your front right blinker.
Emily is definitely not speaking from experience right now. If there are any police listening.
There are hand signals that you're supposed to use when your blinker is
there are,
as well.
That is true.
And I'm with a Robert Louis Stevenson.
What is that?
Robert
Louis
Stevenson.
That's
oh,
so
now that's a PSA.
Funny.
Yeah, the hand signals.
Nobody can actually see you right now.
They
doing
got Google.
The,
they know. They
doing the hand
up.
Signal. Look up the Robert Louis Stevenson. That's
hand
great.
Hand signals for driving, etc., and like for biking.
Yeah, I knew that they were biking, and I've only seen like, for some reason, I'm on like Driver's Ed Reels, Instagram Reels.
So like, this one can't drive.
I've been getting a lot of like, especially like from the UK. For no reason. Like, I just get a lot of, like, UK driving instructor videos. And I saw the hand signals on that. But, yeah, that's a great PSA. If you're on your commute right now, use your turn signal, or you're a bad person. Or if you can't afford a turn signal, this is not about you.
This is kind of really, like, inflammatory. Signals. A couple of minutes, we had, like, a wealth PSA. We're calling people who forget to use their blinkers bad people.
You know,
commentary on the plagues of brain worms.
Some groomer commentary.
Yeah, groomer commentary. It's real. Oh my gosh, has anyone heard about what's happening with Colleen Ballinger?
Who hasn't?
Throw more into the fire, why don't we?
Geech is like, okay, that's enough. if you haven't heard about Colleen Ballinger, look into it. Get on the internet. Okay, so there's a couple more songs left. We have about 25 minutes left. So the next song is Lost on You by LP. Who threw that one on?
I did. It's Gita. Just a good breakup song. I saw the vibes, the sad ones. I like it.
She read the room.
Yes, Gita did read the room.
Yeah.
We
are so good at reading.
We all
clearly with my PSA.
Yes. Yes. Okay, so Lost on You by LP, a great breakup song, according to Gita. That is what we were going to hear next. I heard this one, I think, once, and then immediately forgot all that it's about. So enjoy, and I will be enjoying it as if I'm listening to it for the first time.
Take a drink of heaven, this can turn around. Let's raise our glass, all two, to all the things I
tightrope walking fool, balanced on desire I cannot control. These ever-changing ways, so how can I be sure the feeling will remain? It'll always change, but everything I am is yours. Everything I am is yours. Going on inside, got these little walls, I couldn't break them if I tried, but I promise I'll be true, and I promise I'll be right. Sickness and in health, in the darkness and the light, everything I am is yours. Everything I am is yours.
Try.
And hey, we're back. Great. That was so much music. I love it. We played Lost on You by LP. That one was from Gita. Thank you, Gita. We played Everything I Am Is Yours by Villagers. Emily, tell us about that one.
Yeah, so lighting it up a little bit. So right now I'm obsessed with Paul Mescal. Maybe other people have the same brainworms. But he was in the show Normal People, which was really popular. And Paul Mescal does this fun thing where he makes playlists for all his characters to like be moody and walk around set and listen to it and get in the vibe.
Method acting.
The best kind of method acting.
Yeah.
And that is the first song on his Connell playlist. And it is so sweet and beautiful and so Connell, who I love so dearly. So
Emily,
should watch that show.
Emily was very excited to talk about Paul Mescal today.
My boy.
Who I've tried really hard to like, but unfortunately, for reasons I'm not going to talk about, I can't.
Not to do with Paul Mescal. He's a lovely person.
Not to do with Paul Mescal himself. He's great, but just personal things.
Paul, if you're listening.
Paul is my line. Biggest fan.
Paul, if you're listening, go to WMFO.com and .org, sorry, WMFO.org, and go to the DJ chat and drop your number. Thanks. There is someone in the chat who is just now gone from the chat, but great. After that, we heard Ants by Long Neck. Sammy, tell us about Long Neck.
Long Neck is, I think that she says this is a project by Lily Mastrodemos. It's this fantastic band, and they do music like what that just was, mm-hmm. with like sad lyricism. Mm. The lead singer and the main writer, Lily Mastrodemos, is going to the UK for like 3 years to like go study something. Like, she's going to a graduate school in the UK, so she's uh-huh. going to be gone for a minute. But in the meantime, we can all stream and listen to and purchase Long Neck's music, because they're just so wonderful. I really love and appreciate that song of like this space where it's like, I can't do this thing that I'm supposed to be able to do, and so I am nothing.
Oh gosh.
And then simultaneously, like, you know, I have to open the window so that I can live, and if I open the window, ants come in and I can't live. And so, you know, rock in a hard place, can't live with, can't live without. It's sort of like, I can't go on, I must go on, but
ooh, yeah.
Worse, it's like the bad version of that.
Yeah.
And I listened to that song a lot last summer, and just, I don't know, everything feels like it's slipping away all the time. And
everything does feel like it's slipping away all the time.
Oh, no.
And every moment you're holding on, and then the moments go by so quick that they've gathered together as something that you can't get back.
Oh,
which
geez.
Is why we all need to stream Long Neck.
Which is why we all need to stream Long Neck while we have the time, while these moments are yours, these precious moments of your life that you could be wasting doing something else. Put them to good use and listen to Long Neck.
Listen to Long Neck. That's the moral of the story. Long Neck, I do really like Long Neck's music. It's one of those artists that, like, I've kind of had a hard time getting into for some reason. I just, like, there's been a lot of
There's too much Taylor Swift to listen to.
But, yeah, Long Neck, I do really appreciate. And you just saw Long Neck very recently.
I did.
Where was that? Ooh. Somewhere in Cambridge?
Yeah, somewhere in Cambridge at, like, the Democracy Center there.
Yeah.
They were doing, like, a show to, like, raise money for, I think, like, a Last Prisoner-esque related like abolitionist project.
Very cool.
And yeah, it was just her as opposed to like being the full band, and she's like, yeah, this is one of my like last five shows before I like go to the UK, and
wow.
I'm like, record an album while you're in the UK. So yeah, it was really wonderful to see her live and just get to hang out and meet with one of my favorite artists.
That's amazing. That's like a really nice, intimate show.
Mm-hmm.
The experience of which we will be having tonight when yes. we go see Ezra Furman at the Rockwell. Very, very excited for that. But we have about 10 minutes left on my show. I don't have any more music for you, so we're going to play a game. One that me and Emily have played on the show before, called Psycho or Power Move. This game originated from where?
Girls Gotta Eat.
Yeah, podcast. Girls Gotta Eat, which is a podcast that Emily listens to. I don't listen to this podcast personally. I'm not really a podcast guy. But this game's really fun. And there are just too many relevant things happening in our lives right now that we need to discuss.
Yeah, and as we're playing this, if you have a psycho power move that you want us to talk about, put it in the chat.
We
want to hear you.
You can access the chat by going to WMFO.org, and at the top, like, little bar, there is an option for DJ chat, and if you put any messages into the DJ chat, I will be able to see them, and I can read out your psycho or power move. So, log into the chat. You have 10 minutes. You have 9 minutes. okay, so, psycho or power move. Being 30. Let's start there.
Power move. Power dirty move 30.
Being 30. Yeah. Power move being 30 is a power move, absolutely. Power move... Psycho or power move? Being 30 and making a playlist for a friend.
Such a power move.
Power move.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Just
feels like a thing that one might do.
Just feels normal. Feels like solid. A normal thing. Psycho or power move? Making... I actually can't even get through this. Being 30 and making a playlist for a friend that is 22 years old. I'm going to kind of stick with...
Of.
I'm going to stick with power
of.
Move. I'm going to say that's like...
Fair enough.
What is the nature of the relationship?
Well,
friendship.
Psycho or power move. On that playlist, First Day of My Life by Bright Eyes and The Reason by Hoobastank.
Well, to get back to the nature, what is the nature of these two individuals?
Oh, well, what is it, Emily?
That's hypothetically, like, crazy. What if they work together? Ooh. One of them is perhaps a boss of sorts of the other one.
Red flag. Power imbalance.
Huge red flag. Terrible red
okay,
flag.
Okay, but what if you met her when she was 18?
No!
Don't think you're making it better.
Is it a power move then?
Is it a power move to groom people?
Is it a power move to wait until they are graduated?
Oh my god! It's not a power move. It's not a power move. It's so psycho.
In fact, I think, like, a redefining of power move, because you are...
Like,
it's a violent,
toxic power,
an abusive power move.
Yes,
some would say a harmful move.
A harmful move.
Harmful move.
Very harmful.
But what if she is the pizza of your eyes?
What if she is? What if she is the pizza of your? Okay, that's it. Psycho or power move? Watching the Barbie movie on July 21st.
Power move.
Go see the Barbie movie, directed by Greta Gerwig, starring none other than Miss Margot Robbie and a myriad of other artists or other actors and actresses. Mm-hmm. I, for one, am very excited to see Ryan Gosling's Ken.
That is my Something boy.
Something happened to him.
Something so wonderful happened
it's
to him.
Through him.
He ate plastic for that film, and now it lives in him, and nothing that he says makes sense in interviews, and I'm so happy for him.
You need to look no further. You are Kenneth.
He is Kenneth.
Super stoked for Ryan Gosling's Ken. Also super stoked for Shruti Gatwa's Ken. If you don't know Shruti Gatwa plays Eric in Sex Education.
He's actually the Barbie, like the Ken to...
Emma Mackey's Barbie. Yes, I did see that. Two actors from Sex Education. Great show. Phenomenal show. I really like that one.
Lots of Ezra Furman to listen to as
yes!
you go
yeah.
along.
Ezra Furman did write a lot of the music for mm-hmm. that show. So yes. Ezra Furman is really just, she runs this world. It is her world. We are just in it.
I
feel Ezra Furman in this room tonight.
She is here. She will be.
She's 20 minutes away.
A mile away.
Really, probably here.
I'm really, really so stoked to go and see her. What else can we? What else? Psycho or power move? Seeing Oppenheimer on the same day as Barbie.
I think
this one might be divisive.
It's a choice that you can make.
I think it's a power move, but I think that you're doing, it's like a cut off your nose to spite your face kind of situation. Like, you're not, it's a power move, but...
I've never heard that before.
You're not helping yourself.
Oh.
It's a power move, but you should just treat yourself to Barbie.
Yeah.
Treat yourself to Barbie when you're feeling introspective and melancholic. Is that a word? Am I saying
yeah,
that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And melancholic. Listen, or watch Oppenheimer.
I also just think you could read the book, too.
Oppenheimer? There's a book?
It's a Wikipedia page.
I'm sorry. If you're listening and you're illiterate, I'm really, that was really offensive.
You could find the audiobook.
Yes.
You could find the audiobook.
Goodness.
Support your local libraries.
Yes.
They have free audiobooks. Don't use Amazon.
Do support your... There is nothing more punk
with Audible?
Than a library.
Did you have one last?
Okay, yeah, Psycho or Power Move. Ready? Here's a good one. Liking the masters on Taylor's version of Speak Now. I think it's a power move. I think if you don't like the masters, that's Psycho.
What do you mean?
Or the masters? The re-records.
On Speak Now?
Yeah. On Speak Now, Taylor's version. They're... Me and Sammy are having this fight.
Fight is a strong word for this academic discussion.
This debate.
Discourse.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, yes, the discourse. Okay,
the discourse. Yeah, I think that there are a lot of wonderful things about the album, and I also feel like there is stuff that is missing from it on, like, an emotional level in some ways when I'm listening to it. I just am looking for the oomph, and maybe I've just listened.
Some feelings that you just feel at 20 that you can't feel again at 32.
I am certainly feeling them now at 26.
You feel your crush is bumping into you in the hallway. I feel like some of those songs are so 19 only problems.
Like what?
It's called
Long
Method
Live.
Acting.
That's not even a problem.
Whole album, to be honest, in my opinion.
To be honest, in my opinion.
You feel it's immature.
To be TBH.
I do feel it's immature. And not in like a bad way, just in like a, that was her experience when she was 18 to 20.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really feeling those. She can't, I wasn't like, feeling those when I again. Heard it the first time.
Well,
like, I'm definitely not feeling it now.
I want to hear your opinions about the new re-records for Taylor's version of Speak Now. If you want to let me know about them, go to the DJ chat, WMFO.org. I have to leave the studio in about 3 minutes, but I will go home and I'll read the chat, and it will be a blast. I don't know if there's another one that...
Sammy, what is your Taylor Swift album?
Yeah, what is your favorite Taylor Swift album?
Speak Now.
Yeah.
What, which is your album?
Which is why I have been like, I think, one... might have listened to like too much like punk emo music, and now I'm like, why isn't Taylor Swift screaming? Which isn't like really her thing. And two, I might have like really built it up in my head as like, she's gonna drop Speak Now, I'm gonna lose it.
Yeah.
And I really feel like there are some songs where she punches it, and then there are songs where it doesn't feel like it has that same punch to it. And I think that that is like a little bit like sad to me, because I feel like she went so hard for Red. And I'm not seeing it. I'm not
she
feeling it.
She did go hard
it.
For Red.
She did. She really
and
did.
We all deserve the experience that the Red girlies had.
I agree. I haven't listened to Red. I can't listen to Red the full way through right now. I think it will put me in a very dark place.
It is an album.
What's your favorite Vault song from Taylor's Speak Now,
and
Taylor's
did you
version?
Like the Fall Out Boy song.
Electric Touch. What is your thoughts?
The Fall Out Boy song?
Yeah.
I need to listen to it again.
Okay, fair enough.
Other than to just say, like, I listened to it and it didn't make a lasting impression on me.
Okay.
I did like the song that she did with Hayley Williams.
Yes, Castle's Crumbling. That's my favorite one.
So,
Castle's Crumbling and When Emma Falls in Love are my favorites.
People
sure.
are really about that one. And then the I See You.
I Can See You.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a great one. Gita, did you have a favorite Vault song?
Hayley Williams.
Yeah, the Castle's Crumbling one. Yeah, that one did slap. All right. It is 5:59 and 10 seconds, so I'm going to start closing out the show. Once again, thank you guys so much for listening. This was a really, really fun show. Thank you to my guests, Gita, Sammy, and Emily, for coming on the air with me today. It was a real pleasure to have you. Any last things that you guys want to put out into the world?
Use your blinker. Stream Long Neck.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Ezra Furman tonight.
Good music after this.
Yes, exactly.
Yes,
stick around.
Absolutely. Listen to Alex on The Desperate Hours. It's a great show. He's gone from 6 to 8. Thank you guys so much for listening. This is KK Slider, and you were listening to New Horizons on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Test Freeform Radio. Hope to see you guys next week. Have a great one.
Bye.